Welcome to Roll Law America, for the law you can use and the law to amuse. We've got some great information for you today, and it's coming up in much less than a minute, but first a mandatory disclaimer. This podcast is for general information only, and is not specific legal advice for your situation. For that, you need an experienced attorney in your jurisdiction. Your listening to this podcast is your agreement and acknowledgement that no attorney-client relationship is established thereby. For 40 years in New York, I've been representing regular guys, business guys, and top-level wise guys, so this ain't my first rodeo. So saddle up and come along for today's ride. Greetings and welcome to episode 49 of Rule Law, Jail for Sale, where we talk about private prisons and touch on the commercial exploitation of prison labor. Now, after 40 years in the legal profession, I know from professional experience there are such things as bad boys, and some bad boys need to be segregated from the public in the interest of safety and avoiding the nasty mess left by leaving victims' body parts and fluids around. That being rather grimly said, the privatization of prisons, which by the way is at least on the federal level on the way out, and the exploitation of what is perhaps one step above slave labor, just ain't fair dinkum, as our Australian listeners might say. Private prisons exist to make money, while public prisons don't. Where profit enters the picture, following close behind is both greed and stinginess. Greed for maximum profits, stinginess when it comes to those expenses which run contrary to maximum profit. In other words, in the world where orange is the new black, you want to exploit that cheap labor you have, that rather captive audience, while minimizing what you have to spend to house and feed them and provide them with medical care. In most cases, the money from government paid to private prisons is based on the number of prisoners and also the length of the sentences. So if you are a private and profit-oriented enterprise, what is it that warms your heart more? People in jail. The U.S. leads the modern industrialized world in that area, by the way, 698 per 100,000 persons in 2020. Yep, we are the land of the free, folks. India has a population four times that of the United States. The United States has a prison population four times that of the prison population in India. Now, there are publicly traded corporations that deal with the private prison business. They can make a lot of money. They can spread some of that around to the boys who make and enforce laws, the kind of laws that lead to prison sentences and longer prison sentences. For example, Marco Rubio, who has awarded private prison contracts, has also seen significant campaign contributions from guess who? Can you see where this is going? About 9% of the prison population is housed in private prisons. In 2017, the government paid over $4 billion to private prisons. Sexual assault of prisoners by staff occurs significantly more in private prisons than in public ones. Plain old garden variety assault is twice as high in private prisons. A significant majority, estimated between 70 and 80%, of immigrant detainees are housed in private prisons. Nasty things like forced hysterectomies on prisoners have occurred in these private facilities. Immigrants have been helped to sign their deportation papers by the use of pepper spray in private immigration detention centers. Now, President Biden has recently signed an executive order not to renew private prison contracts with the federal government, although that doesn't seem to have included immigration detention centers. ICE is nice in your drink, but it isn't very nice when it comes to housing detainees. Now, it isn't just government payments for housing prisoners that are a source of profits. There is Unicor, also known as Federal Prison Industries, which is government-owned, and which exploits cheap prison labor to fulfill other government contracts, although not that effectively at times. This corporation makes about $500 million net sales a year, while paying its inmate laborers between 23 cents to $1.15 an hour. Nice work if you can exploit it. 50% of Unicor's sales comes from the Department of Defense, and there have been times that the products they have turned out from prison slave labor weren't exactly up to Uncle Sam's standards. The helmets used to protect our government-issued heads from other government-issued bullets, for example, were found to be defective when they were made by Unicor. Okay, you get the photo. So long as prisoners are a source of private profits or government cheap labor, the government is going to want more of them, and it's going to want more of them serving longer time. Not a good thing for this nation that stands as a bastion of freedom. There is a big difference between justice and just us. Now, if you want to be free of being underfunded in your business or real estate investment enterprise, please listen to the following important message. Looking for an SBA loan, a real estate loan for construction or investment acquisition, a refinancing, or while eligibility still exists, a PPP loan, then send a blank email to rawlawinfo@gmail.com. That's RAWLAWINFO, rawlawinfo@gmail.com, to get access to an application, low doc, and subprime loans available. That's rawlawinfo@gmail.com. Okay, ciao for now. And don't forget to subscribe to Raw Law. It's free, and the law you can use that you learn here might be priceless. Two new shows every week, Monday and Thursday afternoons, Eastern Standard Time. To catch up on the shows you might have missed, go to rawlawamerica.com. That's rawlawamerica.com. Talk soon.